We have an excellent story this morning from a guy called Ken Horton. Can you welcome Ken up as he comes up? Come on up, Ken. Woo! Morning, sir. Come on up. Yeah. Ken.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us? I know you had a problem with one of your shoulders.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what the issue was and how you did it.
Yeah. Well, it was about 2.5 years ago or more. I overlifted, overstretched. I carried a garden bench, this style. I thought I was still 30, I suppose. But what I did, I wrenched my left arm. I don't know exactly what I did to it, but all I know was ever since then, up until a few weeks ago, the wrist, grip, elbow, shoulder was painful. Not constantly painful, but everything I... just normal things. If I went to pick something up, it hurt. If I reached back, it was impossible. It was painful every time.
So it was about 2 years' worth of pain,
yeah.
You say. Okay, yeah. Now I know you came to a meeting of ours a few weeks ago now when Phil was speaking on this whole area of transition.
That's right.
And at the end of the meeting, he asked us to pray for each other and something happened. Why don't you tell everyone what happened?
That's right. Yeah, it was 24th of July. We all stood at the end praying. Everything Phil said had so spoken to Gloria, my wife and I, because God had spoken to us that morning, actually, before we came. And everything he said about transition so spoke to us. And after the speaking, everybody stood for prayer, and the whole church was stood for prayer. It was pretty noisy. You know, it's not a quiet place in prayer. And we were up the back there, and standing next to me was Gary and his wife. I don't know where Gary is now, but anyway, he was there. And as we started to pray, I put my arm across my wife's shoulder, my right arm, and Gary put his arm across my shoulder. And so I sort of reciprocate. I put my arm around onto his back, and straight away I thought, this is something I shouldn't have done. That started, the pain was intense, to be honest with you. It started to make my eyes water. My focus, I must admit, went from the prayer to my arm. Up to that point, I hadn't thought about my arm, and nobody was praying about my arm, to be honest. But there it was, and it hurt. And as I was trying to work out how to get it back again without hurting even more, it was as though someone opened a tap and the pain just drained away. It was absolutely amazing. And I was amazed. And when we'd finished, and we were just chatted for a while, and I hadn't said anything to anybody, and I was kind of doing all this sort of thing, thinking, this is strange, full of faith, you know. This is strange, it's not hurting anymore. And then as time went on, and then my wife was talking, the place was emptying. I mean, my wife was talking to somebody else, and there were a couple of people left down in the corner here. And I thought, well, I'm going to go down and ask for prayer, because I really want to let somebody know what God's done, because I knew God was, he was doing it. I mean, this was really happening. And I went down there, and young Wes was there, and he prayed for me, and there was even more relief. And, well, it's just fantastic what God does, isn't it? It's amazing.
Tell us quickly, just to finish, how's it been since?
Brilliant.
How different?
It seems to be getting better and better. I mean, there's been some residue pain, but overall, I mean, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I can worship now. Both. It's really
great. Thank Jesus. Thank you so much, Ken. That's awesome. Love it. Guys, I think increasingly we should expect people to be healed just in God's presence. So I just want to encourage you to keep checking out your bodies if you need some breakthrough. And we're going to pray again at the end. If you need breakthrough in your body at all, or emotional breakthrough, we would love to pray through you at the end.